It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Phyllis Ferguson, Northside advocate and former Zone 1 City Councilwoman and Mayor Pro Tem. Phyllis, does Springfield have a problem with nuisance properties? And why do you think that is?
We absolutely do have a problem with nuisance properties. I know that because I've been fighting nuisance properties since 1999 with many other Northside advocates and citywide advocates. And there are many reasons. I prefer to call them problem properties. Nuisances, we learn to get along with our lives and deal with them. Problems, we try to solve. And the reason why I think we have them is because we have some folks who just don't mind living, or that's the only way they know to live, in properties that cause problems for others. That's their lifestyle. We have slumlords who own properties who don't take care of them. And we have properties that are abandoned for whatever reasons and become blighted and fall into disrepair and cause problems because of the squatters who get into them.
What does the city do about nuisance or problem properties currently?
Well, let me give a little history with that. I came onto council in April 2015 and just left April 2021. During the time that I was on council and preceding that, we worked on various things. Most recently, the last 6 years, we worked on tightening up the code and the ordinances so that we could take problem properties into court. They would stand up and the owner would be fined, or in some cases, the property would even be demolished. That is a long process, a minimum of a year. So one of the other things we looked at, and that's on the demo, one of the other things we looked at is how to shorten the time. So if on something as simple, but an issue and a problem, someone who doesn't mow, say it's a vacant property and grass is getting, 3 feet high, trying to shorten that length of time, we're now down to about 10 days. And once someone's taken into court on that, we don't have to keep going back anymore. We've added more inspectors. And one of the most proactive and great things I'm really happy about is we just recently, right before I left council, added 4 code enforcement officers who would actually go out and cite properties that have code violations, as opposed to the prior system. The city was 100% dependent on the citizens to turn these properties in, which caused problems on their own, as you can imagine.
Are there things council is currently considering to strengthen these efforts to control problem properties?
Well, there are ongoing things, not on council today, about a month out. I can't speak to what's going on presently, but I know that one of the things as I was leaving that I was working with some other council members on, and I'm sure they're working toward, is making sure that we have the abatement teams. I mean, you can cite a property, you can, find it in violation in court, you can do all of these things. But if the city's not able to hire people to go out and mow that grass, pick up that trash, demo that house that needs to be demoed because it's falling down and it's a dangerous building, then we're kind of like spinning our wheels and getting nowhere. So I know that council would be working with staff to make sure that we're getting the number of teams that we need in place to continue that cycle moving forward.
Who would a listener contact to report a problem property in their neighborhood?
Very simple to do. Call 864-1010. Talk to Regina or Lacey or one of the folks over in the Citizen Resource Center and tell one of them what the issue is, and they get it to the appropriate department so that it can be inspected and the process can begin.
And then if someone just wanted more information, if they were had a concern about a property in their neighborhood and they weren't sure if it was in violation, who would they call?
Well, again, they would call 864-1010. and then they could get a call back or an email explaining where the process was at, if it had begun. In cases that are very difficult, that are longstanding, I always tell people, you know, get hold of your council member, get hold of the city manager. The city manager is the top dog inside there at the city. And Jason Gage has been very good. We have a new fellow who is the director of building development services, Dwayne Schmell. And Dwayne and his team are doing great work right now. I'm very pleased.
Okay, great. Thank you. Our guest today has been Phyllis Ferguson, Northside advocate and former Zone 1 City Councilwoman and Mayor Pro Tem. I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.